It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
So are we on the air?
Yes.
Well, you have to give me some notice. We're good.
We're good.
We're good. Welcome to Insight. Welcome to Insight. All right. Maybe this isn't the smoothest transition into a show ever. Okay. Welcome on this gorgeous Wednesday evening. There are 10 billion stars out tonight. You look up in the sky.
Yeah, it's clear. It's clear.
It is unbelievable. Yeah. And I welcome into studio Mr. Larry Brown, the superintendent of Fort Recovery Local Schools. Hello, Larry.
Jack, thanks for having me.
And the new high school principal, Mr. Tony Stahl. Hello, Tony.
Yep, thanks, Jack. Thanks for having us on tonight.
I tell you what, it is always fun talking school. You know, I have a little bit of background, but so much has changed since I was up there. And Tony, first, let's start with you. You now have about 3.5 months under your belt as a high school principal.
Yeah, I feel like it's dog years this year, though.
Yeah,
I
think, that's probably true. So how's it going?
You know, really good. I say that jokingly. It's been going really, really well. I mean, obviously this year, you know, presents a lot of challenges for everybody, you know, not just schools. But, you know, the transition, despite all that, has been very, very good, in my opinion. Yeah. You know, I think the being in the district helped, moving from the middle school to the high, you know, so I did have a little bit of understanding of, you know, a lot of people in the district, you know, didn't work directly with a lot of the high school staff, but knew them from different things over the years working in the middle school and had all the kids, you know, through the middle school. I think the current senior class would have been the first eighth graders that I would have had, so...
Really? So you were at the middle school for 4 years?
Yeah. Prior to moving to my current position. So this will be the start of my fifth year in the district. So knowing the kids and knowing most of the staff definitely helps a lot. But it's been a good transition. And, you know, like I said, despite all the obstacles, things have been going well.
Well, you know what? Just the fact that you're in school, the kids are in school, there's extracurricular stuff going on. I mean... While it's certainly not normal, there's some sense of normalcy that the kids get to be kids. And, you know, I think when you look at things, that certainly has to be a goal for the 2020-2021 school year.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, and the principals and staff done a wonderful job trying to make it as normal as possible. You can imagine every question that comes up, it's got a kind of a COVID spin to it. So we don't answer things exactly the way we would have in a non-COVID year, but community and staff and the administration have done a nice job of keeping things flowing, and yeah, it's good to be in school.
Yeah. So I tell you what, you know, one of the main reasons that we're here is that the board and the administration, the staff, and I think probably some community members were probably involved in this process.
Indirectly, yeah. For sure, with the, this culture and commitment guide.
Yeah. So why don't you explain exactly what it is that I'm looking at here?
Sure. Well, and so our audiences might get chance to see things here soon. We're publishing this, and we just picked it up actually to go in the mail tomorrow, so they should be receiving this in the next 3 to 5 days, depending on how long it takes to get the mail there to them. But we're excited to have this document. It's kind of a long-range plan for our school district, and it's a 2021 to 2024 plan, and we've had some processes go on, like the revision of the district mission, and confirming a school motto and district motto. And then we kind of shared some of the things that have happened over the last few years in Focus 3 and the E plus R equals O, and some of the cultural things that have Tony has been a part of, you know, all all during his tenure here. And so we're pleased to kind of put all that together with four specific goals. We'll get into those probably a little bit later. And just kind of share with the community what direction we're heading. We've got all the four administration people are in different, either in different roles or new roles. So
yeah.
It's just our guide to move forward and share that information with the board and the community. And we also had significant input from our district leadership team, and that's members of our classified, certified, and administrative staff. And so they're the ones that kind of work especially with the goals. And over the years, they've been involved, obviously, with a lot of the Focus 3 concepts and the Tim Kite philosophies that we've been teaching our schools, our students, and also working with our staff on.
Well, and I think it's really important when, like, you look at continuity, you know, and you know, from a business standpoint, you know, you look at being able to put things in place to where you can sustain that business year after year after year. And you do that through basic principles that the owners of the company or the board of directors establish that helps drive the behaviors for the people that work for that company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from a school standpoint, you're kind of establishing the same process with this.
Exactly. And behaviors is one of the key concepts of the thing, how we treat individuals with respect as students and other staff members and community members here in our school district. So, you know, beliefs are certainly a strong part of it.
Yeah. Well, and you, as you think about school system, you know, board members, there's a potential for new board members every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's the potential for change in some level at the administrative level every year. We've certainly experienced that over the past 5 years. You know, Tony, you're probably the senior admin person right now. Is that right?
I'd say in length of service in the district, I would say that's accurate.
Yeah, he can't top me in total years.
Not total years, but length
much older than me.
Yeah. You know, so and you, Larry, while yours at the other places are valuable, going to a new school, you bring that knowledge and that experience, but there's still that culture piece that mm-hmm. is Fort Recovery that you know is probably the main thing that you have to learn and you pick up to some extent.
Oh yeah, for sure. You're exactly right. Yeah, and I've picked up a lot of great things here, and we've kept the things that have been really positive in this document. Also, well, the things that are going well, we're keeping, but we have modified some things. I'll take a look at. I'll just share the district mission with the community here. So,
well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break, and sure. We're going to come back. We're going to delve into this into a little more detail right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go. Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, boys and girls. Santa will be in his house in Fort Recovery every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas. And he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 17th. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. The Girl Scouts have done a great job of decorating his house in Van Trees Park, and Santa will be there to visit with all the girls and boys in the Fort Recovery area. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 17th, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 19th. Stop by to see Santa in Van Trees Park this year. He'd love to see you there.
We're back. On time this time. Thanks, Chuck. So, we were just starting to talk about some of the details of, and like, what do you call this?
The Culture and Commitment Guide. It's Fort Recovery Local Schools Culture and Commitment Guide for 21 to 24.
Fantastic. And so, let's talk about some of the key players. Let's mention, and I'm going to test you here to see if you can name the five board members.
Oh, sure. We have our president is Mr. Wehrkamp. Our vice president is Mr. Lefevre. And then we have Mr. Kanapke and Mr. Wendell and Mrs. Guggenbiller, who are our other three board members. The admin team then, of course, our treasurer, Deanna Kanapke, is one of our admin team members. And then we've got Kelly Toby and Ryan Steinberger and of course, Tony, along with myself, rounding up the admin team. And we also have a management team also, and that encompasses some more people. And they've been, obviously, a portion of that process, too.
Sure. So you were going to share the kind of the updated district mission, I think.
Right, and that's the board was the ones that kind of decided and narrowed some of that discussion down. We wanted to more closely reflect Focus 3 models that we were doing, and it didn't exactly do that. The old mission didn't. So the mission of the Fort Recovery Local School District is to create a culture in which the students, staff, and community work and learn and achieve together to maximize student opportunities. So that's basically it. We're trying to work together, and that's the essence of the mission statement. And then the many of you seen billboards and things like that as far as the motto is better today than we were yesterday and better tomorrow than we were today. And that's something that Tony's been expressing to students for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Yeah, and the one's four. Yeah, the thing I think that I like about it is that it's forward looking. I mean, I think the big part of, you know, what we're trying to do as a school system is just get students ready for the next step. And it, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a college next step. It could be going right into the career or workforce. It could be, you know, moving from elementary to middle school, middle school to high school to, you know, an enlistment in a military. So, I mean, it's just the next step. And so I think, you know, one of the big themes that you'll see through the document is kind of that forward-looking focus and emphasis on getting the students ready to overcome challenges and be prepared and to have, and you know, make any opportunity that comes their way, at least they have the opportunity to do it. Not necessarily that they have to, but at least they're ready to tackle those challenges.
Well, and I also think one great thing about that is that it is something that kids can understand at every level. I mean, even at the first grade level, to sure. Tell them, look, guys, just do better tomorrow. Okay, kids will understand that, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, there's a simplicity to it that just makes it an easy thing to understand, and it affects so many aspects of life. Whether you're in sports, whether you're talking about your grades or how hard you work at home, you know. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It is very powerful.
Yeah. And then the kind of the guide then moves into some of the culture things. I may have Tony kind of expound on some of the culture and the 20 square feet and some of the things that, you know, are concepts that our students are used to hearing. But we want to communicate with our community to get to be familiar with some of those terms. I know some of them at some of the businesses in the area actually incorporate some Focus 3 concepts, but not everyone does.
Yep.
Yeah, the three kind of main things on this page from a culture standpoint, you know, the first one, you can kind of see the visual there of the different arrows, and that's kind of just a symbolic of, you know, getting everybody pointed in the right direction. You know, not everybody, obviously, in the district, we have, you know, three different buildings, you know, over 100 staff members, close to 1,000 students, I believe. Is that in the, yeah.
900, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, you have all these different people working towards different goals within a larger organization, but the larger arrow is still pointing us all together in that same direction. And so I think that is kind of just a little bit of a visual expression of the culture that we're trying to create. And then along with that goes with, you know, kind of the 20 square feet mantra, which is part of the Focus 3, you know, work that we've done over the last couple of years as a school district. And that really focuses on, you know, again, kind of that teachable, you know, saying or mantra, whatever you want to call it, for anybody to understand, elementary to high school student to staff member, to, you know, own your sphere of influence, you know, make your 20 square feet, you know, a place where positive things happen, where you interact, you know, in a positive way with those that come into contact with your 20 square feet. And if everybody's owning their 20 square feet, you know, that's going to build to, you know, a solid classroom culture, and that classroom culture is going to build to a solid building culture. And it's just going to keep working up until, you know, you have the whole district focused on that positivity and interacting in ways that are going to be beneficial for not just you, but for everybody. And if we have everybody thinking about that, kids, adults, then that's a pretty good place to learn and work. And that's kind of what the mission statement's all about.
And, you know, when, like, you're able to tell kids or teachers or administrators, you know, focus on your 20 square feet. You know what? There isn't much you can do about other people's 20 square feet. Focus on yours and let them take care of theirs. And, you know, it really empowers them to take control of the things that they've got control of and to not worry about things that are out of that realm.
There's more of a visual with the six feet distance. Yeah. Social distancing. We've had a lot yeah. more discussions about the 20 square feet versus, you know.
Yeah, it becomes actually not necessarily an idea, but a physical box that we're trying to get.
Well, you had mentioned the Focus 3 thing a couple of times. Do they continue to come in and do trainings or
communications? We haven't done that recently. There's been enough ongoing staff development and discussions about it that we've got enough with the concept. Now, I did when I first came. I spent, a complete day with Tim Kite down in the Columbus area with other superintendents on how to implement at the district level. And so and we've had some training, and we if whenever we have a doubt, you know, somebody might not know enough, we can certainly send them out. But there was enough initial training to keep the philosophy going.
Yeah. And then are you going to touch on the values and behavior piece
of
it?
Yeah,
I
can.
Is that the next page?
Well, it kind of ties into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Leads right into the Indian Way.
Yeah, basically, you know, the VBO or, you know, the values, the behaviors and the outcomes that you're looking for are kind of, you know, again, kind of a Focus 3 playbook for how they go about, you know, setting up organizational culture and how they, you know, kind of align, you know, the things that they believe as an organization, you know, the values that you have, and then how that's going to then kind of transfer into the behaviors that you do. You know, if those are the things that you believe and we've all kind of collectively thought, all right, these things are important to us. Now, how do we go out and show those? You know, that's the behavior part. These are the things A, B, C that we're going to do that shows people, you know, we value whatever it might be. And so, then obviously if you have everybody in your organization has the same values, is, you know, behaving, you know, kind of driving that behavior in a certain way that's aligned to everybody else in a positive fashion, then hopefully you get the outcomes that you want. And, you know, those kind of tie into our mission statement of the ability to work, learn, and achieve together to maximize student opportunities. And so we kind of took the VBO, this little matrix of the values and the behaviors and the outcomes that we wanted for the district, and kind of tied that into the mission statement. And so it's kind of almost, I would say, like a deconstructed mission statement into a little bit of a matrix that kind of outlines the different values, behaviors, and outcomes that we want as a school.
So, and I don't want us to get off course here, because I want us to finish this, but how has COVID challenged the culture? You know, I mean, just the stress that everybody had to be under had to challenge you. How, you know, so can you talk about that?
Well, I think actually it's kind of created a kind of a system or a kind of an idea or concept to work together, and I see that it's probably benefited us to have some of those built-in culture systems in place to kind of support each other and respect each other and do all the things that, you know, it's like treat people like you want to be treated type of a philosophy. As far as what the students are experiencing and some of the challenges they're experiencing, obviously we just got to keep our eyes open and be ready for them and prepared to lead them in certain directions when they become stressed about any COVID situation.
Well, and I think, you know, especially with all the COVID challenges that have been thrown to everybody, you know, I think the thought process for that with our culture is, well, this is an event. You know, the big thing in the Focus 3 stuff is E plus R equals O, event, you know, plus the response equals the outcome that you're going to get. And so, you know, I think we see this obviously as a big E. I mean, this is a big event that everybody's dealing with, but I think it's been a good test of our culture and our ability to respond to it. And I think, you know, we've done these things, haven't had it as formalized, you know, as this document. It's kind of been in the works over the last couple of years. But I've been, you know, very proud of the people that I've worked with and the staff members that, you know, I deal with on a day-to-day basis of how they've, you know, risen to the challenge and responded to this giant event. So I think if anything, it's kind of weird that, you know, we have this giant test of COVID on our culture and we're coming out with this playbook at the same time. But I think, you know, at this point we're in my opinion, you know, flying colors on that test. So I think it's, you know, it definitely has presented challenges, but it's been a really good kind of reflection of where we are. And I think that's a pretty good place district-wide with our culture. So it's been good and bad, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And but just chime in on that. Yeah. You know, we could have held off on producing some kind of document like this, you know, because we've been busy as a school district trying to keep the kids busy. But we chose to move forward and after we got the implementation of the start of the school year started, then that's when the DLT started working on this. The board certainly appreciate their support and work on the development of this, and then actually the production of the document itself. Yeah. This happened, Lindsay Reinhardt did a wonderful job with the production of it, and actually, you know, it's going to go out in the mail even during this COVID period.
Well, and you know, when you think about, you know, from an E plus R equals O, and you have an event like COVID, and you know that the outcome that you want, and you have said it here that, you know, you want to give the kids the best education in as normal of a school setting as you possibly can, and the response is, how are we going to make that happen? And then to come together, as it sounds like you've done, to you make that happen is you know, what the past 9 months has been about to a certain extent.
Yeah. And so, we're not saying we've done everything perfectly, but I think our students in general are doing a good job, and our staff is certainly, we've actually got more back in the last couple of weeks. I think our most challenging staffing time was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and so we feel good about the, you know, how the kids are doing. And we still have people out in quarantine.
Sure.
But they're doing a good job.
So, well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk more about the VBO part of things and go into more detail right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
With power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them when they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the 16th annual Fort Festival of Trees from December 7th through the 30th. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths that are displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors vote for their favorite entry. Votes are then tallied to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name of the organization or family will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Following the governor's guidelines, you will need to wear your mask and observe social distancing to keep our community safe. Stop by to see the beautiful display beginning December 7th and running through December 30th during regular library hours.
Insight, Jack Stogler, I'm in studio with Larry Brown and Tony Stahl, and we're talking about the school district culture and commitment guide. And Larry and Tony have been going into detail about some of the mission and the E plus R equals O. And Tony, we were talking about the values and behavior and outcome, and did you want to go into like the three values that have been identified? And
Absolutely. The three values are in hopefully, I don't know if they can see it at home, the PDF. So the three are on the left side: the power of the tribe, passion to grow, and then own it. And those are kind of the three core values that we've kind of, as over, this has been over a couple of years, I think even prior to you getting here, Larry, right? Yeah. I mean, these things were kind of in the works district-wide for probably almost 2 to 3 years now, kind of ironing, out the top 3 to 5. I think we had started with a list of maybe 10 to 12 at one point, and then had kind of just continually whittled this down to those three values that kind of just set the tone for, like I had said earlier, the things that we believe, what's important to us in the district, to the staff, the parents that we deal with, the students, anybody who interacts with the district. And then from there, you know, you kind of, you know, branch out and work over to the behaviors. So, okay, what does the power of the tribe look like? You know, how can you explain that to, you know, a preschool student or an eighth grader or a new coach into the district? You know, how can those things, you know, what does it look like to have passion to grow? If that's your what you believe, that you want to get better and continually improve, you know, well, what does that look like? And then own it. You know, what does it look like when you own your attitude? And so kind of lay out those behaviors that we can kind of then teach and create. And they've done some really good things with the younger students in the elementary and middle school, you know, creating, you know, behavior charts and setting up their classroom rules and expectations based off these things, you know, putting it in different handbooks, like athletic handbooks and stuff like that, to kind of incorporate these different kind of coachable or teachable moments or phrases that then you could kind of go use as learning opportunities with various situations that arise. And then ultimately those things lead to the outcomes that you want, which, like Larry said, are kind of outlined in the district mission statement.
And our community should know that, you know, some of these, this chart, you'll see it in different formats, like, you know, middle school or the high, elementary middle school cafeteria. They'll have, here's what the expectations are here and how it relates to the Indian Way. So it can be incorporated, like you said, in the classroom, but even the cafeteria and other, yeah, other situations.
So as you... And Tony, you've been involved in this almost since this process started to a certain extent. And, you know, so as you've seen it mature now, has it taken on the form that you think the staff visualized 3 or 4 years ago?
I would say it might have, you know, exceeded expectations in that. You know, I'd be interested. That's a good question. I'd be interested to talk to some staff members to see, you know, now that we've gotten, and I'm not sure how much the actual staff members know. They know about it, and I think you shared it with them electronically. We haven't done much rollout, you know, district wide with it yet.
Yeah, they actually saw the completed document today. I want to make sure they saw it before. Yeah. But they've seen elements of it for sure, yeah, over the years, especially this Indian Way chart. So yeah, they know. But I think some of the interesting stuff is the students now have been involved, especially because Tony's working with those kids for 4 years. We had initially, there was a group of students that didn't have as much exposure to that, and I think we're starting, you know, with the elementary and this group of high schoolers now have been exposed to it already. So I think, yeah, that's probably the main difference, is pretty much K-12, they're all have the same type of background and working with Focus 3 concepts.
Yeah, well, good. So do you want to go into the goals? Is that the next?
Yeah, that's a couple pages in. We're in, if you're looking at the guide, we this is where we involved specifically the district leadership team and different staff members, and we kind of broke down some of the goals. And I want to preface this and share it with the board also early on, is this is just a starting point. We could have 20 goals, you know, but we wanted to focus on, I suggested 3 and we agreed to 4 as a starting point. And the guidance from, this is where the board, you know, we'd like these areas to be some of the focal points. And so they actually were involved at least in the categories. And then our DLT came up, our district leadership team came up with some SMART goals, the goals that have a reason for, and they're achievable, and you can, you know, there's a quantitative piece to it. So maybe Tony was kind of on the subcommittee for culture and climate, so maybe I'll have him share that one.
Yeah, I can talk about the climate culture goal. Like it says, you know, in our in our mission statement, the whole point, and even with our kind of the short, you know, better today than you were yesterday, you know, trying to maximize student opportunities, like I said earlier, there's a little bit of a theme about kind of looking forward and getting these students ready for, you know, tomorrow or what comes next in their life, or, you know, what, like I said, whether that's elementary to middle, high to graduating, you know, whatever it is. And so we kind of zeroed in on, you know, creating that supportive culture necessary to prepare students for the future, as reflected in kind of postgraduate surveys. So we wanted a 98% success rate was kind of the number that we had zeroed in on, you know, for what they call the three E's for postgraduates, you know, further education, enlistment, or employment. And so those kind of, you know, metrics, we feel if we can, you know, produce graduates that are successful in landing one of those things after, you know, graduation, then that would be, you know, the measure of a pretty strong, successful, you know, positive forward-thinking culture. And that's kind of what we want from that standpoint, kind of the culminating outcome of our strong culture, and is the ability to give those students opportunities for their future. And so if we could have a high placement in that, that's what we want to go for. And so that's the goal for climate and culture.
Do we do any type of postgraduate, like 5 years post-graduation, okay, to survey our kids, and by that time they're not kids, and say, are you where you feel you should be at this point in your life? Whether it's them working in a factory, they are gainfully employed, okay, and they're earning a living, but they're thinking, I should have taken a different direction. Okay. Is there anything like that?
You want me to tell you something?
Yeah, you can take that.
Yeah, there's funny you actually mentioned that. We actually just posted. We've had something, and this is a big shout out to Amy Kaiser, high school guidance counselor, who I've been known her obviously for a couple years, but working with her this year really had been helping me out with a lot of things. But she has been the one who's actually, for the last, I think it's maybe 5 or 6 years, has been putting together, sending out, you know, letters to graduates when they're about 5, 6 years out of high school. And so she's been doing this, you know, paper format over the last couple of years. But we have now, over, I think, what, 3 days ago?
Yeah, it was posted on
this week. Media. We've kind of transitioned into more of an online format to do this. And so we have on our website now, so if anybody's, you know, former alumni are listening, you know, please go check out the Fort Recovery Schools website. If you scroll down towards the bottom of the homepage, there is a link for an alumni survey. And so I think we put it up the other day. I talked to Amy either today or yesterday, and I think she said she had 130 responses already in within probably 72 hours.
Really?
Yeah. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So some of them, I guess, yes, the short answer is yes, we do have something like that. But obviously, like all this stuff outlined in this document, we are working to get better at it and to make it more usable and kind of more responsive to the needs of not only employers in the area. You know, I think that's one thing. We want to create kind of a database for human talent, you know, that might be living, you know, maybe they graduated a couple years ago and, you know, went to school and now they're working at a job in Troy and that's where they're still at. But, you know, they'd like to get back to the area. They got an accounting degree. You know, we'd like to be that resource for, you know, community businesses, but also to kind of measure our own metrics and our own success of what I just talked about with the goals. So, yeah, we do have something like that.
Good.
Yeah, and we're going to, with all of these goals, this is just the starting point as far as the action planning for the district goals and getting down to the building goals, which will be starting to develop here in 2021 to make sure. But that's example of what a, you know, a tool to assess how we're doing with this goal will look like in the future. And all these four goals are going to have similar sub-goals that are going to be published later. We just want to get out the general goals to the community so they know we're committed to try and improve our district. And these are the areas we're going to focus on.
Fantastic.
So the fiscal one, if you don't mind me going on. The fiscal
right
accountability, we determined we want to maintain a minimum of 90 days operational spending reserve for each fiscal year. So we'll assess that throughout the year. I always look at it on a monthly basis, but we'll assess it probably annually Usually that's at the end of a fiscal year. And make sure you've got what we call true days cash in the in the school business. You've done that as a board member, I'm sure. So we'll have sub goals that relate to that. Safety and security. It's tough to come up with one goal for all the things. I mean, Tony had a building lockdown today, you know. So those are all parts of it. Make sure we're in compliance with all the things we need to do and protect our students. But we noticed that the district was number one ranking in Mercer County for school safety through an online program, niche.com, which is more about finding places to live. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when we're in the top 20 or 30 in the state of Ohio as far as school districts, as far as safety, we thought that should be mentioned, and we should try to maintain that number one ranking in niche.com. So we'll have lots of goals to do that. And then the last of the four goals was the most important. That's why I save it for the end here, is the academic goal. There's lots of ways to assess academic achievement and improvement in that area. But to quantify it, we really don't have lots of other options other than the district report cards and what we call the performance index. And so the goal is to earn a performance index, a score of 106.5, and achieve 85% of the state indicators. And just to give the community a good idea of where performance indicators can range from, the highest you possibly can, if every kid scored the highest possible score on every single test, would be 120. And then kind of the average, is the benchmark, which we just passed, was 100 performance index. And there are districts that score well below that. But I think some of the highest scores in the state of Ohio in some very strong academic programs are 110 is about the highest we've ever seen. And so we want to move ours from 101.5 up. So hopefully we'll do that through a bunch of different academic goals, including curriculum, you know, revisions and looking at the test scores.
And is that done at different grade levels? Like there's like first grade, fourth grade, seventh grade, high school?
Well, starting third grade is when some of those performance index score tests start. And yeah, they're mostly in third grade and up. But obviously preparing the students, there's work to be done as far as, you know, how they do in pre-writing and pre-reading skills prior to that. So, but yeah, those are third grade and fourth grade and tests.
Yeah.
And then, of course, tests then at the high school.
And then when, like, you talk about the state indicators, you know, one of the things, and I'm probably going back a couple of years, one of the things that was frustrating that you heard from administrators in the past was how the state indicators would change every year. Like, what was an A last year, they changed the acceptable rate to where you have to get 4 points higher to achieve the same thing. So even if your school improved, you may not get as good a grade.
Yeah. Okay. Our district looks at it as reality, and we know that that's the way it's going to be. It's going to always be that. They're always going to change the rules or change the number of tests. They're going to you know, sometimes like this year, last school year, you know, they waived them. And so we just have to be ready. But that's why we put it as a certain performance index score and a percentage of the number of indicators, because you're right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And that is one thing that's been somewhat consistent over the last couple of report cards, is the use of a performance index. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So something that will hang around, you know, the tests at each grade level change, you know, graduation requirements change. And that's happened a lot over the last couple of years. But hopefully, you know, these are two metrics that, at least with a couple of years of consistency from the state. So that's kind of why we chose to zero in on those two areas.
Very good. I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the district culture and commitment guide right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 10th. Christmas and New Year's are coming, and you can find everything you need for your family's festivities. Great deals on their fresh meat, fresh fruits and vegetables, frozen and canned fruits and vegetables, pies, and lots, lots more. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetable, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. An Eckrich Virginia brand ham is on sale for just $5.49 a pound. And be sure to grab some of their great store-made cream chicken for just $4.99 a pound. Barbecue pork for $5.99 a pound. And their cooked roast beef is just $6.99 a pound. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will host the St. John's Lady Blue Jays and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. On Friday, the boys will travel to Delphus for their first MAC game, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live. On Saturday, the boys will be back in action as they travel to Crestview to take on the Knights with Ohio State recruit Kalen Etzler. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. Be sure to catch all the basketball action this weekend live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight with Larry Brown and Tony Stahl. And I tell you what, we just covered the culture and commitment guide, and it is a fascinating document. It's an incredibly important document and really easy to read. So can you go through, Larry, like how will this get out to all the citizens of Fort Recovery?
Yeah. Well, I picked it up. It was printed, and I picked it up today. So it's going in the mail, and it'll be distributed in the same process as our Fortside Journal has. And we've increased the frequency of that, by the way, too. We've increased up to nearly monthly issues of that. So it'll go out in the same bulk and rural routes that's distributed. I'm going to be leaving some. I left some here in the office here, and we're going to be leaving them in hopefully places that accept me dropping off 10 copies or so to distribute it in our community, and so people can get a chance to, if they're not residents, they can still learn about it. And then we're going to be doing multiple posts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and our website, and it's in the document's in like a flip book. You know, you click on the thing and the page will flip over yep. for you, and it's the link to it'll be on our website. So it's going to be available here soon. We just want to make sure we put it in the hands of, you know, people in paper version.
Yeah.
But our staff have all received it today, at least the link, and so it's going to be it's a working document. We'll make improvements to it as we go, but we'll also be there, as I mentioned, there are going to be a companion documents that'll come out as far as a district action plans for those four goals. And then eventually the school leadership teams will work on their own individual goals that help achieve the district goals. So there's more work to be done, but we want to use this and not put it on the shelf. We want this to be our driving force for continued development here in Fort Recovery Local Schools.
Well, I tell you what, it is a very impressive guide. I highly recommend that, you know, when this shows up, you know, look it over. And it's, you know, like I said, it is easy to read, and it is truly a you know, roadmap as far as where the school district is, you know, heading over the next 3 to 4 years. So I think it's a tremendously valuable piece here. So let's talk not as much long term, from a next 5 month standpoint, from a COVID standpoint, what do you guys see here from the state? Do you anticipate any changes? What are we doing?
Well, certainly, I will tell you that there's nothing coming down the pike that, unless there's an absolute surprise like we had on March 12th, 2020, there's nothing as far as a certain date that, you know, we might have to go to electronic learning. We're given the option, and fortunately, our community is doing the best they can to try to keep us enrolled in non-online learning in our community. So we're going to keep driving forward as best we can and try to do that. And fortunately, with the vaccinations coming, hopefully that'll also improve the situation. But we're going to treat it as much as a normal possible, you know, normal year as we possibly can, and try to have as many activities. Like Monday night, we had actually choir band concerts. They were totally different, but they were live concerts with very small, short audiences, you know, 15-minute programs for each grade level and things like that. But we're trying to do whatever we possibly can. And we certainly understand our community, you know. We kind of take the comments about, well, they don't agree with everything we're doing, but we're trying to do what we're allowed to do.
Yeah.
And I hope people in the long run, after this is all over, you know, can at least appreciate that we did what we tried to do to keep students and keep all the activities going. So.
Yep. Tony, do you see any, you know, any changes at the high school level?
You know, COVID related. Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, we've got, you know, staff members that go on quarantine, students that go on quarantine. You know, we're using remote learning, you know, online learning for those students that are on quarantine, you know, to kind of keep up with, you know, 2 weeks of their instruction that they're not in person for. You know, I was talking to Mrs. Sweeterman, and they were doing a sheep's heart lab, and so they were Skyping people in to do, you know, on a friend's computer as they're around the lab, you know, dissecting this heart, you know, a kid's kind of chiming in through Google Meet or FaceTime or something like that. So, you know, people are definitely getting creative to try to keep, you know, limit the amount of gaps in instruction that we can, you know. So, you know, staffing issues has been another thing, you know, getting subs in and things like that. So, you know, it's all created, you know, a lot of different challenges, but everybody's been, like Larry said, you know, handling it as best we can with the confines of what we can do. And so hopefully we can just keep it going for the next couple of months and keep rocking and rolling. But you know, all in all, it's been pretty solid, and everybody's been pretty understanding. So I appreciate it for sure.
We're very proud of the kids and how they've reacted.
Yeah, they've been fantastic.
Well, and from you, what I've heard, I mean, there's always, you know, people that are, you know, grumbling, but I think, like in any type of a crisis thing, it seems like the whole community has you know, come together, you know, pretty well, supported the coaches and the teachers and the staff and the administrators, and you know, I think that everybody knows that we're doing what we can. You know, after last spring, I think parents of students are just so appreciative of their kids having the opportunities to participate in things that some kids last year never got the chance to. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a different perspective than what, you know, they may have had.
Yeah, certainly, you know, unprecedented last spring. So I think, you know, that mindset going into this year was, well, you know, anything is possible. You know, we could be here one day, and the next day it could be, you know, just like that.
Taken away from.
Exactly. And so, you know, that's been at least, you know, probably the biggest, you know, eye-opening experience, you know, that I'm going to take away from all of this is that, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed. You know, you're always just, you got the day you got, and whatever happens.
You make the most of it.
And you make the most of it. And that applies to a lot of things, whether it's a, you know, a high school baseball game in the spring, a graduation ceremony, or, you know, your own personal life. It really rings true in everything. So that, I think, is my biggest takeaway from all of this.
That's the truth. Well, guys, I tell you what, I really appreciate you coming up. Larry, I have a Stump the Rocker thing.
Okay.
For music lyrics. Okay. Okay. So you're a former music teacher, correct?
Yeah, but it was instrumental. There were no vocals.
Well, but these are songs that okay. that I think you would know it. At sure. least one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm willing to.
We're going to take one more break. We're going to come back, and Larry is going to kick Rocker's butt all over the place here. So we'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The Win on the Wabash Super Raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000. Purchase your raffle tickets for $100 each on our website, wowraffle.com, or at these businesses in Fort Recovery, Ten Snips, Wangler Ace Hardware, Wayne Oil, Riverside Firearms, and Hastings Auto Sales. In St. Joe, Wendell's Barbecue. In Coldwater, Buckeye Clip and Raffles Engine Service. In Fort Laramie, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge and Jeep and the 5th Clipper. In Versailles, Main Street Barber. In St. Henry, Barbershop on Main. In Salina, Kill RV. In North Star, Davis Camper Sales. In St. Mary's, Bud's Chevy and Kearns Ford. In Portland, Indiana, AMX Motorsports. And in Union City, Indiana, Carts and Parts. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
We're back. Insight, Stump the Rocker. Superintendent Larry Brown, undefeated, 103-0, versus Rocker Bonbillon, 2-176.
I don't think that's right.
You don't think that's right? I don't think that's right either.
I don't think I beat
okay.
him yet. So.
It sounds like Bill's hosting the show.
Okay. These are lyrics taken from classic songs, okay? Most of them...
We have to name the song?
No, name... Name what time they were written.
3:15.
All right, yes. Name the song, okay? So here's number one. The only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk.
Question two.
And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason.
Could you sing
that
for us?
No, sing it. Yeah, need the tune.
That's why I wanted to sing it.
Well,
I could sing it, but I can't figure out what the title is.
Okay.
Neil, do you know that one?
Absolutely.
I figured you did.
Can I have them ahead of time?
There's a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
To have known.
There's a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're going to make it.
Carrie's already.
Oh, we're going to make our wish come true. Okay. And number five, the loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gray. Rocker, this is one that you probably sang to your sweetie a time or two.
I have no sweetie since
the loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gray. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
That seems like, I don't know. I'm over, I think.
Oh, that's more.
Here we go. Okay.
Answer.
That was five of them.
Okay.
Number one.
Oh, okay. Let's get something here. No, keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Rocker.
Okay, I'm with you.
So far. It was the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. The only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drunk.
Still the Same by Bob Seger.
Okay. Larry?
I was thinking it was a Neil Young song, but...
Okay.
I've actually sang this song.
The only thing a gambler needs.
How's the Rising Sun?
That's what I was thinking.
Very good.
Wasn't even close.
And the fact that I sang it good enough for him to get it.
Yeah, that was good.
So
you get the points on that.
That was beautiful.
So Larry has one. Rocker has none. Okay. And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, Rocker.
No clue in hell.
Larry?
I couldn't come up with that one.
Zeppelin. And it's whispered the soon.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Led Zeppelin, isn't it?
Yep.
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven, yes.
I didn't know that.
Don't give me a point for that one.
I didn't know.
There's a barber showing photographs.
Where at, Rocker?
Why did I come up with Eleanor Rigby?
That was close. Where's it at, Larry?
Octopus's Garden.
Also close.
Also close. Where at, Neil?
Penny Lane.
In Penny Lane. In Penny Lane.
That's a loss for both of us.
Photographs. Showing photographs. Okay, I'm trying what you wrote down.
This next one is timely for a good reason.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. Is from
Laverne and Shirley.
Theme song to Laverne and Shirley?
I didn't get it, but yeah.
Yes. And why is that timely?
Because we just lost Squiggy.
We just lost Squiggy.
Squiggy went
died.
Down.
Squiggy died.
I didn't know that.
So it's 1-1.
This is it.
This is it. This is a tiebreaker. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gray. Why, Rocker?
I don't know.
Oh, you were close.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
What's that?
I left my heart in San Francisco.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yes, I was in close.
Larry goes to 104 and 0, Rocker to 2 and 168.
Rocker, you cannot let him beat you.
It is the Browns versus the Bengals right now.
The loveliness.
So, very good job, gentlemen. Larry and Tony, I want to thank you guys for coming up. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
And as this thing continues to roll out, we will make time to have you come back up and share even more.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Stay tuned for Sports Talk with Bub and Fee right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.